sculpture table once a month. I don't know exactly how the Lord gonna do it. That's just a faint sideline. But the main reason, I'm about to choose two other guys to fulfill these open spots. One know about it, and the other one don't know. I'm gonna call that name before you. Bernard Jackson. I've talked to him some already. Him and Rhonda, his wife. I talked to Rhonda also. And then the other one is Derek Skull. His wife's name is Katura. I haven't talked with her yet. Haven't talked with him yet. I called for him tonight. And I left a number for him to call me back. Now these, I know y'all had some questions for candidates, but here are several questions that I just wrote down as I was sitting that they're going to be asked. How connected are you to LTMA? And how far are you willing to go, number one? That's one of the questions. Second question is, are you willing to be trained and make changes when necessary? The third thing is, everybody's not just alike, but there must be a team spirit without competition, but the idea of as one man, that's number three. Number four, God agenda and plan is the key factor. Number five, paying attention and letting the apostolic mammon further birth your ministry in supernatural places. Number six, do you know if your wife will commit fully to your support in this assignment beyond normal? And I'll talk to the wives also. I've talked to Rhonda. I think she's ready. That's Bernard's wife. I talked with them a couple of weeks ago. And then number seven, must live a holy and clean life and have a strong prayer life. Those seven things that I'll take those two guys through, because I believe these two guys, I believe we've gone through the shaking and the falling that we're going to go through. In talking with both of these guys, they gave me the ideal of commitment no matter what it takes. And I had Bernard in mind already. And then I talked to Derek. He had no idea that I'm going to call him, but I have called him already. He don't know what I'm calling him for. So if you all, Leroy, have some more questions y'all want to put forth to these guys, because we want to make sure that we get the men like we are now, stable, know what we're about, know it's no game, know everybody's supposed to gain, according to Genesis 12, 1 through 3. There's no doubt about it. But you cannot gain if, you know, we talk about if it's a lot scenario. Lot was not locked in, so therefore he gained and lost. But we're talking about locking in. That's my point. My point is for everybody on this line to progressively grow, know, understand, unfold a lot of things in their life that need to be unfold without a whole lot of sweating. You know, we're going to have challenges. But in my ministry, I've had challenges, but I didn't go through a whole lot of things as I hear all these guys going through. And, you know, I don't think you have to go through all that. I think if you got a prayer life, and that's what I want to push y'all to have, an effective prayer life, pray at least an hour a day in tongue, uninterrupted, praying and listening. Have a pad with you. I pray right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Write points down. I got diaries lined up with things that God has said to me that is almost unspeakable and full of glory in that prayer time. So it's important, not for a message, for life at large. I called all my family members out by name. I called their wives out. I called all my grandchildren name out by name in my prayer time. But that's not in our prayer in tongue. The Lord told me to pray strictly in tongue an hour, uninterrupted. He said, I want you to be praying in tongue when you're paying attention to me, not walking around, not doing it. Sit down and pray to me, pray in the spirit. And explosive things have come forth, insight have come forth, and ideas and revelation have come forth. This is part of it right now, that I have to spend more time with you all, that we can impact you more, to lay some of the experience that I've had. Let's face it, gentlemen, genuine apostolic and prophetic is very rare. I know God told a man, I got 7,000 more. I understand that. And I know it's there. I know it do exist. I know I've read behind some real apostles. But there's a lot of, for instance, all these years I've been studying 2 Corinthians chapter 10 about the weapon of our warfare, not carnal, putting down a stronghold, carrying down imagination. Paul was dealing with false apostles in Corinth. They was accusing him. They thought he was weak because he was moving in a different zone than they were. And so they kind of characterized him as not knowing what he's doing. And that's why he's talking about pull down them stronghold, carry down imagination. So what we up against, gentlemen, is a lack that had been in the body of Christ of real governmental apostolic anointing. For instance, I read a man, I'll call the name, he's gone home to be with the Lord now, good man, but reading behind another apostle, he says, Morris Shirello had prophesied about finances and good word on finances. He said, but because it was not ordained by the apostolic, it didn't go nowhere. And so and when I saw that, I said, wow. And then I see it a whole lot of other places, good information, large crowds, but no manifestation. When I say manifestation, see, a crowd can fool you as if it's success. But if you start dividing them and talking to them, it's really not a success, it's just a number. So what we want to do is build a Gideon army. I think that's what God is doing with LTMA, building a Gideon army where we can have strong pastors, strong, and then some of y'all are going to walk in the office of apostle, but make sure, my brothers, that you called in this office. I was prophesied over years before, and the young man was a young man. He was real accurate too, but I didn't even pay no attention. I kept going until I heard the voice that I called you to be an apostle. That's why some of y'all are wearing apostles. I told y'all back down off it now. Make sure, because I think what have happened, men have knew something needed to be done, and they've stepped out there, but it's a very dangerous position to be in, because I believe some men went into error by letting somebody prophesy this office on them and didn't have the anointing and mantle for it. It's no place you don't want. It's a place you don't want to be if God didn't put you in it. Now, I'm relaxing it because I sense all the experiences and time that he was building me, and then he acted with his own voice, told me, I call you to be an apostle. So just as strong as Paul knew he was called to be an apostle, I know it. The mantle of the apostle is coming on many of you all in your churches. And you know, you just have to make changes. Pay close attention to what's going on. As I try to follow God, you all follow me. And I can promise you a manifestation and demonstration of all kinds will begin to come in your ministry. I think God is aiming to use us in special ways, like pioneers, pay setters, pathfinder, all those words, words that goes with the apostolic ministry there in Ephesians chapter 4. So I'm praying God, believing God, that these two guys get in, we can settle down and have men like yourself stay in long enough to find out why God put them in that position. There are some things God permit a person to do, but he didn't tell them to do it. And I think those guys, I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about us at large. I think those guys who left or who stepped down missed a great opportunity to go up. It's a unique setting that God has given us, and the understanding we have about one another is so important. So that's why I want to spend more time with you all, that we meet and sit down and talk, and then whatever the Spirit of God wants to do, let him do it. The Spirit, I was sitting on the porch praying, and he said, I want you to get together with him more. In essence, I want you to feed him more. It don't have to be an online meeting. It's just in fellowship and fraternizing together more, being in each other's presence more, is very important. So this is what I am to do. I am to, I don't know when I'm going to do it. I already talked to, like I said, I talked to Bernard, Pastor Bernard a few times, asking about his ministry and how he was doing. Now, all of our ministries should be growing. And when I say grow, I'm not talking about numerically. I'm not talking about financially. I'm talking about inwardly. And once it go to growing inwardly, no matter how small a town you're in or how small it seems, everything else is going to start manifesting in the remnant of the people you got. You're going to have a remnant of people. Most of y'all got it now surrounding you. They're going to get stronger and stronger. And God told Gideon, you don't need that many. That's why I try to keep y'all from getting into the ministerial system they got going on, not dressing, not carrying themselves proper. Ministry is a business. And so if you train your people right, they're going to follow you. They're going to have dignity. They're going to rise up higher and higher in every aspect of their life. And that's what we're all about. I think that's why God called it together. God been building me years and years for this. And I think we're about to get down to the aspect of having the right 12. I know Jesus had one that faked out, even Jesus himself. But I'm not down on none of those guys. I love them, and I pray for them. But they were supposed to depart because we got to lay aside any weight now. We got to go forward. In these times, we're dealing with ministers and ministries need to be seen in the spirit because many things are about to happen. COVID was just a test. It was a fear test. Are you really operating in faith, F-A-I-T-H, or are you really operating in F-A-T-E? What come on, take you over, and you make a lot of changes. I stayed out of service for a while to respect the government and respect the wishes of the government. But by the same token, I'm strengthened now to understand what went on and what's going on. And so we got to be real watchful. That's why we need to pray our own tongues, so we'll all be in the spirit and have discernment in our decision, not decisions that have been decided for us. That's so important at this time. So as I increase my prayer life, every morning God will wake me up with a scripture. It's like an alarm clock. Wake me up with a scripture and show me what I didn't know about it. Like in Isaiah 55, we go to the scripture in 55:11, we go to 55:8-9, where it says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways. But the Lord opened my eyes. If you read that chapter right, he said, come buy without money, without price. In other words, get his word, and you can have his thoughts, you can have his ways, and your word will not return to you void. So it's a lot of things he's showing. I preached some of this morning in Genesis 1, 26 through 28, the I am anointing. He talks about being fruitful. He talks about being multiplying. He talks about replenishing. He talks about subduing. He talks about dominion. And then he told me, he said, and decreeing. So that's seven or eight things that's supposed to be happening in our lives all the time. Once those things are happening in our lives, and once we don't have God on an agenda. Now, I was blessed 48 years ago, and you hear it over and over again, but I was blessed. I don't know. I was blessed. I was drawn in to a almost 24 hours a day, he's on my mind. Able to raise my family, My family and I are real close together. Now, laugh and talk with them. But they know what I stand for. And so I am in the past more of that on to you all. You know, a lot of times you can have a host of things, and I guess I got about a bunch of things, just all kind of stuff, toys and stuff there. Some I use and some I don't use. But the same token, he's always first. So that's what I want to instill in you all, to get that type of hunger, continue it. Some of y'all got it already, and get it deeper and deeper in you, because it all that matters, really. I mean, everything else, your house is nice, your cars are nice, but what really matters is what you do for the Lord. Y'all know that. Some of y'all been passionate a long time. And so that's the kind of harmony and agreement that I want between us. And I pray God that if y'all know, do y'all, who know anything about these two men?
I know Pastor Jackson there.
What you know about him?
This is Ron.
Yeah, what you know about him?
Well, he and I attended West Bank Christian Center, both of us are Pastor Dwight Ellis, together. And so he's definitely going to be a very loyal and committed individual.
Okay. That's what I heard in him, Ron, and that's what we need, you see, because you guys are committed, and you all know all our commitment is to God. But in reading it behind apostolic men who are real, the people who you got around, you got to be sincere and got to recognize what we're doing. And so that's part of what I'm looking for. I'm looking for some people who be committed so we can go on. And I got this idea from Jesus, the 12. He had the 12 around him and was training them all the time. And that's what I am to do. I don't want all this studies and prayer and revelation been put in my life. I know it's not just for me. Matter of fact, I'm in tears now. It's not just for me. I got to pass it on to guys who ready to go with it. And that's why I wanted a question to the wives. Are y'all committed? Like you all wives, y'all have committed wives. And that mean a lot, because you get anybody that their wife not committed, or she stuck up on herself and she come among us, and then we got to deal with this spirit. I'm not going to have that. All the girls that we dealing with now are real women, and they're respectful. They carry themselves right. So that's so important. In the whole deal. So when I look at a guy, I don't look just at him. I look at his wife. It don't take me more than a few moments to find out if she real or not. And so I have not missed Katoro. Y'all, nobody know Derek too much. Derek's girl, right? One of the things that you're confirming, when I talked with him a few weeks back, his dad went home to be with the Lord, who was a pastor. I was praying with him about his dad, but when I talked with him, he said something. He says, I asked him how his church was. He says, I said, what you teaching? He said, I'm teaching the fear of the Lord, the same thing you teaching. He said, but my wife asked me, why don't you just teach right after you teach it? He says, well, the reason is I got to get it in me. I got to really hear what he's saying, that the revelation become real to me. And then he explained himself a little bit. When I heard that, I think about he's teachable, as you said. He's trainable, and he's submittable, because he got to be submitted to you all, those who come in, because they just can't walk in. They got to let you all teach them the rope and how to walk in this thing and how to do it, because we're going to start meeting more, and I'm going to start sharing, not with the whole LTMA, I'm going to start sharing some things with you all, and sometime with you all and your wives online, just to build some things and touch some things that may need to be touched, that need to be adjusted. The Holy Spirit will know to build a stronger team of men and women that we can walk together. And that's what I'm aiming to do. So I'll be talking with them, and then Leroy, I'll get back with y'all on when we're going to place them in place. Then we'll have our 12 in place, and then we can go from there and begin a greater work with the whole LTMA. Begin to, I don't want to use the word scrutinize, begin to organize or recognize better ways of equipping the whole body of LTMA into the apostolic and into understanding, into the flow. And all of them, and I'm going to say this, all of them need to be, as I told my church, learn how to flow in finances, because I'm the apostolic, I'm the apostle of finances. I mean, it's there. I mean, the money, not the problem. It's paying attention and getting locked in is what we've got to train people to do. Our members, to get locked in, as we set example for them, as pastors, if we start growing and they see it, they recognize that it works and that it's part of God's plan. I mean, God, and even now, gentlemen, what we're dealing with now, this economy, I mean, diesel $5 or something a gallon now. A man filled his RV up the other day. Leroy told me it cost $700 to $800 to fill it up. So, I mean, you got to have some finances to flow now. And I've been trying to teach him for 20 years. And that's why I got on Word of Life this morning. Don't be messing around. They start sowing seed this morning, if you saw it. But I tell them, don't mess around. I mean, don't be scared of money. And I don't want you all to be scared of finances. Just don't get ahead of yourself. We went through that long enough trying to prove to somebody who we are. Just let it come out of you. Just let it come out of you. And it start coming out. And just don't buy nothing to prove nothing to nobody. Just let it come out of you. I've pioneered in a lot of things. I'm pioneering a big project now. I'll tell you all about it later. That is just beyond normal. Just beyond normal. God has used me as a pioneer for many years to go in different areas, different upgrades, different places. And I just do it. I mean, when he tells them, I just do it. And it always worked. So I appreciate the time this afternoon. So I want y'all to be praying about Bernard Jackson and Rhonda and Darius Skull and how you pronounce her name, Leroy? Katori. Say it again. Katori. Okay. And so if there anything that come up, get in contact with Leroy. Are there any questions, gentlemen, of anything anybody wants to say before I get off the line? Go ahead on and speak up. Leroy, you got anything you got to say?
No, sir, I do not. Apostle?
Yes.
Apostle, this is David. I wanted to ask, is it permissible for Leroy Jr. to send us those talking points that you gave at the beginning, those 7 points? We can use that in our own networks as well, and just be praying those same points with you.
Yeah, we'll get that, Chantel, I'm going to get that out to you. They're out of town now. They're actually on the RV now. But when they get back in town, I'll have this short note I set you in my recliner and wrote, and I'll give it to her, and she can send those to you. And we can have them as a backdrop, not so much just for MVBs, but people who try to come in for new membership. We can, readdress it and put some of the things y'all got to make sure people who won't become a part of LTMA that they know we're just not an association. We're apostolic. We ain't got no time for no foolishness. So we'll make an agenda, not an agenda, we'll make a outline of question that we ask you all be able to ask those persons who submit in their application to be a part of LGMA? Because I'm not talking, we're not talking about numbers, son. Numbers will automatically take care of itself. But we're going to talk about commitment and consecration and people we can help. I'm trying to help ministry because most ministries not going to make it during this time. The pressure going to get higher and higher and higher and higher. And not just money, just discernment, just being able to make the right answer, have peace in a time of trouble. That only come by revelation and meditation. We know that. That's Joshua 1:8 all day long. And Psalm 1, 1, 2, 3 all day long. Genesis 12, 1, 2, 3 all day long. Isaiah 45, 1, 2, 3 all day long. Psalm 103, 1 through 3, it's all day long. So those things, those are the type of scriptures that we have to teach our people about commitment, about health, about wealth, how to take care of themselves. Because listen, man, what have happened as I study, I read all the time, as I study, the system have taken the church over. I mean, we got prayer meeting and we got singing and we got, but actually, as far as medical, as far as financial, as far as having the right ideals, I mean, the world has set up a systematic takeover unless someone is in the spirit who can discern and bring in the supernatural to override technology and everything else. Use it, but don't let it use you. I had to come to grip with that because I think it was at the table today. Mom and I were talking. It said one time, Mom said one time, I ain't want to use nothing. The phone, computer, laptop, nothing. But I finally got into it because I saw it as a way for God to spread his gospel like that witness app. I mean, thousands of people being saved. That's apostolic. See, that, I can't, it's beyond thinking how that come into existence. I've been praying about that for years, how to do that. But I got in the circle of the normal pattern. The church door is open. And that's all we've been doing. The church door is open. But now we can spread wider. We're traveling to different countries. So there's a lot of things going on now that need to be done before Jesus comes back. But I believe we got plenty of time. And then we don't have plenty of time. If you understand what I'm saying, that the job is so great and so plentiful what we got to do. But I think you guys have done a tremendous job. You guys have, when I call, just like today, it's Sunday evening, I'm here. But you're always there. And that's that type of commitment that Scurr and Bedard gonna have to know about. I mean, this kind of commitment we got. But I believe we can go ahead and be solid and train these men. Train all of us training, all of us, all of y'all have grown. I watch you grow. And I'm thankful for it because so many people need the type of growth you all have to be passed on to them. You got a lot of organization, man, and you know, we don't want to put nobody down. We love all the brothers, but a lot of y'all on this line know different organizations. You've been in different organizations, and you know that's all it is, organization. I mean, you see, to flow in the spirit, you can't be organized all the time. The flow in the spirit, Paul and was not always organized because you can get so organized that the spirit cannot use you. There got to be some organization. We travel, we got things, we got guidelines, but yet at spur of the moment, like this morning, I was dissipated in service. The spirit of God, you know, Brother Hagin anointing, or the Seth Sam anointing Brother Hagin had, it came loose this morning. The Lord told me I had the Seth Sam anointing. And matter of fact, it's on me now, as I said to you, my wife sitting next to me. But that anointing is so great, and I want everybody to have it. I want to be able to flow in that anointing that is not so much emotional, an emotional anointing, but it's a presence of God that not one person in your presence cannot recognize that God is doing something or God is moving. And that type of service we had this morning is radical. It was not systematical. It just You know, I just couldn't get nothing the largest, but I saw how blessed the people got, and the response that the people had. You know, so it's powerful. And now, gentlemen, I have you know, I won't accept nobody from your area or church, but I think I have 300 or 400 people online asked to be members. You know, and I said I would never do that, but as I look, and it's hard work, I don't know. But as I look at the hurting people with all of this erroneous teaching and emotional jiving, I guess you can call it, and all these praise break, and these people not knowing exactly who they are, and they're under this culture, a demon about the color of their skin and all that, and the world, we got trained people not to be black, you know, not to sit in the back, you know, if I could rhyme it, just to teach people who they are in Christ, and God promotes. So our lives gonna have to be an example to the people we follow in the LTMA. That's why I want the 12 that is with me on the LTMA to be above reproach. And we have done that. We haven't had no major problem. And I believe y'all are holy men of God. I believe y'all love your wife. And that's so important. Everything not going to be perfect. We know that. And no such thing as perfect. But when you pray time, you spend time with God, it's going to flow in the right dimension. So thank y'all, gentlemen, this afternoon. And Leroy Jr., get back. Definitely David, he'll get that out to y'all. When Chantel get back in town, we can organize it and put it in proper English. We'll get it out to y'all, and so we all can have it in our file, and then we can use. There's some things we need to add to it. Gentlemen, I just said that, but there's some things we need to add to it. I got 7 things, but we need to add some more things to make sure that LTMA membership be stabilized. We have not had a lot of dumping we had to do. I would rather that we don't have a whole lot of dumping, that the person be sincere who come. You know, we're probably going to have something not going to make it because they don't know nothing about guidelines. They don't know nothing about restriction. They come out of almost secular circling, and they don't understand how it is to be spiritual, how to be committed. But so far, I think we have done a good job. We have not had a whole lot of people falling away. And we know we got different people we got to handle different ways in this organization. You understand? They're all not gonna be alike. You pastors know that. They're not all gonna be alike, but they deep down in, they're good people. Some may be a little stuck on themselves. That's all right. In due season, if we can get it out of them, we'll get out of them. Get it out of them. We can't. We just get as much as we can in them. That's the way it is. That's the way I handle it. I've learned more not to jump to the gun because I cut your neck off. But I found out that you got to have patience in dealing with people. They're really not bad people. They're just some stuck on themselves. Some been trained wrong. Some want to be seen. We don't have a whole lot of that. I think it's any of y'all who've been belong to organization. I think it's wonderful when we have our call, how these people get online, how respectful they are in the middle of the day. They make some kind of arrangement, hurting some people get online in the middle of the day. I mean, what? I mean, you know, so that means commitment. So every now and then, when I get something, I would type something out to them to let them know God is speaking, God is doing something. I just type the whole thing out to LTMA and just to keep them encouraged and to build them up. So thank you, gentlemen, for being online. Anybody else have anything to say before I get offline? Any questions? That was a good question, David. Anybody else got anything? Leroy, you got anything? Ron, Dan, or Scott, any one of you?
No, sir.
Okay, everybody clear?
No, sir.
Yeah, everybody clear. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all have a good evening, then, fellas. See y'all later. All right, Junior, thanks.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Apostle.
Uh-huh.